Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I'm obsessed with tomatoes, Simon.
I completely understand that, Yumi. They are a marvellous thing.
They really are. I just love them. I want to write odes and poems and rock songs, and I want to twerk against tomatoes.
Well, I'm not sure about the twerking against tomatoes, but you should do all of those things.
I'm Yumi Steins.
And I'm Simon Davis.
And this is the Celebrating Tomatoes 5-Minute Food Fix.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So there are ways to get the most out of your tomatoes, Simon.
There are indeed. I'm not sure twerking is one of them, but there are ways to get the most out of your tomatoes. Yes.
Okay, so one of the golden rules is never put them in the fridge.
Yeah, don't put them in the fridge. They're a delicate thing. The moment you do that, you kill a lot of the flavour. You dull it right down.
Yeah,
so
I don't understand the science behind it, but I know it to be true. Mm-hmm. So trust us when we say maybe leave them on the windowsill.
Yeah.
Where do you leave yours?
I leave mine in a separate bowl normally. They sit there, and then I occasionally get the smell of them as I go past, which is lovely.
So good.
And then I remember that they're there, which is nice.
If you've ever seen any of my videos on the Instagram page for 5-Minute Food Fix, you will see that on my windowsill I've just got like a little pile of tomatoes at all times, sitting there getting a bit of sun and ripening and just smelling really, really yummy.
Beautiful.
So besides not refrigerating them, what else can we do to love and care for our tomatoes?
To love, care and cherish for our tomatoes. Mm. Yumi, there are a few things. We need to take care of our tomatoes. So when it comes to cutting them up, please use either a very, very, very sharp chef's knife or, my favourite, a serrated bread knife to cut the tomatoes. Because when you do that, they're delicate things, especially when they're very ripe. Otherwise, you're going to squash them. If the knife is at all blunt, it's going to squish them. You're going to get all that juice everywhere. You're going to lose it, and it's going to ruin your beautiful dish.
Good point. And what if your tomato itself just isn't that nice?
If your tomato isn't that nice, there's a few things. One thing to do is to salt them slightly before you use them. If you're slicing them up and you're making maybe a tomato salad, salt them maybe 5 or 10 minutes beforehand to just bring out a little bit of that flavour. But if they're really not that great, or they're little cherry tomatoes, try and introduce them to some heat. That's when you put them into the oven and roast them. You'll coax out all that lovely natural sugar in the tomato.
Yum.
And if you've got the cherry tomatoes on the vine or your tomatoes on the vine, keep them on that vine. There's a lot of extra flavour in that. And if they roast there with those vines, somehow that flavour magically seems to osmose into the tomatoes.
Is that right?
I like to believe it. It might be true. It might be a myth.
Well, I think you'd smell it coming through the kitchen, wouldn't you? That greenery as well as the red of the tomato.
Yeah. There's definitely something in that. There's a lot of flavour there.
Now, Simon, I know that cucumber sandwiches are a thing, and they're sort of mocked as a finger food served by the rich and gormless.
Well, I wouldn't mock them. There's a time and a place for them.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I'm not a fan, but one thing I am a fan of is the tomato sandwich, which I think is having its moment in the sun, so to speak.
Well, it should do. It's basically just like a good cucumber sandwich, only more so, only more beautiful. That lovely, fragrant tomato flavour ensconced inside some simple, soft, white, floury bread is really all you need.
It's true. So there's a bunch of different ways that you can do a fancy tomato sandwich, but in common, they all seem to have that. It does pay to toast the bread a bit beforehand.
Okay.
So that it goes less soggy, because that's definitely a possibility. And the other thing is mayonnaise.
Ooh, mm. Okay. Yes, I can see that working.
So yeah. How would you do this? You'd get a big fat like ox heart tomato or beefsteak tomato.
Yeah, look, if I was to go down the lines of making that tomato sandwich, I think I would try and get one of those lovely heirloom tomatoes. So yes, an ox heart would be really great. They kind of got those lovely wrinkly bits towards the top.
And they're very meaty looking, aren't they?
They are very meaty looking. And when you slice them up, they won't be quite so juicy on the inside. They won't kind of run to water or nothing, which yeah. is what you want. Mm-hmm. So you slice them up horizontally so they look absolutely beautiful and stunning. I might slather a little bit of olive oil over them, a little sprinkling of salt and pepper,
yep.
and then they would go into that buttered toasted white bread or mm. the slather of mayonnaise on. And that's as simple as that, really, isn't it?
Yes.
Maybe a couple of soft herbs leaves if you wanted to get fancy, tuck them in there too, but it's all about the tomato.
It is all about the tomato. And sometimes, you know, Simon, sometimes that's enough.
Yes. And this is one of those times.
And that's enough from us. This has been your 5-Minute Food Fix celebrating the tomato sandwich. Guess what? I've posted a photo on our 5-Minute Food Fix Instagram. It looks as yummy as it tastes. Don't forget to follow us, leave a review of the show wherever you're listening because it helps us to grow.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.